It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, brought to you by Rood HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rood.com to find a contractor near you and available tax credits and rebates. Also, if you're out and about on a Friday afternoon, honestly, I don't have to pick the kids up till 4. If this wasn't the opposite direction of my house, I might go. Grant and Danny are on their Friday field trip. They're in Fairfax at Craft House in Fairfax, 11861 Palace Way in Fairfax Corner. Go check the boys out Friday afternoon. Kind of fun. Right now, we're going to – Terry McLaurin talks on Thursdays at Commanders Park. Terry McLaurin, always insightful. You're going to enjoy this one.
Division game on the road. You guys have had a lot of success this year. How do you kind of maintain the high of a Hail Mary with going to the Meadowlands?
Just moving on to the next game. And, you know, last week is behind us, although how great it was. And I think – going into this week, we played these guys already this year, and just for it to be a division game, like, the records really kind of go out of the window, in my opinion. It comes down to who can win. Really always comes down to the fourth quarter, but looking where we're at now and compared to how we played the first time we played them, we got to be a lot better in the red zone. That kind of reared his head a little bit last week, and it's not as much as us having trouble moving the ball. The scheme is just mitigating the negative plays, you know, false starts or illegal procedures, or even sometimes we had a few, you know, legal men downfield. Just not putting ourselves in a position where we're going backwards, and it allows us to have the whole playbook at hand so we can be on the attack mode. And we know that their defense presents issues, especially up front with Dexter Lawrence and their crew. So, you know, we just got to be really good at staying ahead of the sticks and scoring in the red zone and scoring 7 points, because our defense is doing a good job of creating some turnovers and giving us the ball back. So we got to be able to capitalize in the red zone this week.
You're on pace for a career high in receiving yards. I think you had 39 over the first 2 weeks. What's been the key to that and the relationship that you've been building with Jaden?
Patience, you know, just having some patience and trusting that the work that we've been putting in since the offseason is going to start showing, from the deep balls to the connection in the underneath game, one-on-one opportunities. So just patience has been the key. You know what I mean? Obviously, Jaden has came in a lot more ready than most as a rookie, but at the same time, there's still, speaking of the devil, there's still obviously a learning curve, you know what I mean, the speed of the game. But the work that he puts in has been really easy for us to continue to get better, for him to get better. And you can see the maturation process throughout our entire offense, not just our relationship. But, you know, also with Cliff, you know, I think he's really given me every opportunity to make plays down the field, over the middle, screen game. He's allowed me to really open up a part of my game that I always feel like has been there, which is, you know, the deep balls down the field. And so able to add that to our offense now on my arsenal has been huge for me individually, but as a collective group, I think we've done a good job of just trying to make plays down the field, and he's going to give us ample opportunities to do that. So for myself, it's continue to get better, continue to stay consistent, and you know, trying to finish plays as much as possible with touchdowns. So I just want to continue to be the guy for our offense where we need a play, and they trust me to do that. And I try to hang my hat on the work that I put in during the week. But the conversation that Jaden and I have week to week is evolving, what we're seeing out there, and little intricacies throughout the quarterback-receiver relationship that I really feel like are starting to come to light because of how fast things have progressed for him and I. And so It's been really fun playing with him and the rest of the receiver group that we had, because each week it seems like somebody else is making a play to help us win. So I know it doesn't all fall on me, which is another plus.
Kerry, how have you seen this group come together since week two? Not so much X's and O's, but just closeness.
Honestly, I think after that Cincinnati game, and I think we could probably credit a little bit, we spent that week out in Arizona together. So that emotional win on Monday Night Football, we came out in a critical game, and then we spent that whole week together, where most times you're going home, you're getting back into your regular routine if you're here, but we were eating together, hanging out together. We were together pretty much throughout the whole entire day outside of practice. So I think that allowed us to build on the camaraderie we built in that game, and is moving forward because of just the closeness we have with one another, the trust that's being built, and you know, the fun environment that DQ's created, where it's competitiveness, but we also have fun really grinding and enjoying each other's company. You see guys in there in the locker room always hanging out, playing cards, playing ping pong, and it's just a really fun environment to be a part of. So when you could couple that with great practices and you go out on the field and you execute at a high level, you're going to have a lot of fun as a football team. And I think we're reaping a lot of the rewards of the seeds that we were sowing in the early part of the season, but at the same time, we're only halfway, so we got to continue to figure out ways to get better. And offensively, it's being better in the red zone and not shooting ourselves in the foot. But I definitely think that Cincinnati game, we had camaraderie coming into the season. Like, this has been a close team, but I think after that win, spending that week together in Arizona, it really catapulted us going forward.
You guys have had late buys for the last. Have you kind of picked up things along the way of just to yourself get through this long stretch?
Yeah, I mean, I've really honed in on my routine since I've gotten into the league, so I have a lot of set out plans that I like to do, taking care of my body so I'm ready to not only practice at a high level but to play. And the turnarounds are quick, you know, when you have a late bye week, so there's not really a time to catch your breath. And I think I got to give a lot of credit to DQ. His plan for us as players has been unbelievable, for us to not only practice at a high level but be fresh going into game weeks. I think he does a great job of knowing when to take care of us during the week and also push it. And I think it's a big reason as to why we're coming out and having a lot of energy and being fresh. So you got to give credit to him and the coaching staff for knowing that and implementing that for us. But then it's on us as players to take those opportunities where we may get more mental reps than physical reps, and making sure we're taking care of our bodies. We have every Thursday where we have you know, time after practice set aside so we can take care of our bodies. And he puts the onus on us as players, and I think we've really taken a hold of that philosophy, and it's worked well for us. So it's just about continuing to, you know, put the time in each and every week. You play a game, and then you learn from it and keep doing it. And you look up, and now it's week, what, 9? So, yeah, we don't really – you know, look as to when's our bye week, when's the break. It's just kind of all full go mode. But I think it's a combination of DQ taking care of us, and we have a lot of guys who know what it's going to have to take to be successful during a long season if we want to go where we want to go.
Terry, we know that DBs like to chirp sometimes. I have shots in the last game of Banks, a guy, I guess, who likes to be back and forth with. How do you approach a game like that when you know a DB might chirp a little more?
Yeah.
And it's gonna be running and running your mouth.
Yeah. It's fun for me, honestly. Like, I don't go into the game really talking to anybody at all. So if you see me talking, somebody probably said something to me. And I'm the type of guy where I'm just super competitive in the moments. I don't shy away from that. And playing for a guy like DQ, like, he loves that. He loves the dog competitors. And I hang my hat on being one of those kind of guys. But it's more so about my play than the talk. You know what I mean? I try to let my play do the talking, but I can talk too if it comes down to that. So it's just the man in the arena being competitive, you know what I mean? Whoever's I'm going against, I want to win my matchup and help my team win. So I try not to do anything that's going to hurt the team, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. But I'm not ducking smoke from anybody. So it's fine. It's just who I am, you know what I mean? I think other guys see that and they feed off that. And sometimes I could be a little quiet, but yeah, I don't know. It's like a switch flips or something. So it's fun. That's why I love football, because it's one of the most team games you can play. But the competitiveness in that arena at the highest levels is you live for those moments. So I want to continue to be that energy, not only for myself, but for the team. And whoever's out there. I'm just looking to compete.
I got to say Jair Alexander, only for the simple fact, like, he's going to talk regardless, and I respect it. Like, some guys only talk when they make a play. I'm not going to name names, but some guys only talk when they make a play. Some guys only talk when they're up. Jair Alexander is going to talk when he's up, down, off the field, on the field. So I respect it. You know what I mean? It makes the game fun, and you want to go against the best players in this league. So I look forward to those challenges, like I said, whoever I'm going against. But I don't really start it. I just try to finish it.
Jair taunt the crowd maybe before final play?
I don't think he's quite did that one. When I saw that video, I was taken back. So great for us. It worked out for us. Thank you.
Oh, how good is Terry?
I love listening to him because he started off, and I was going to say something. I'm like, now let this finish. He started off talking about offense, defense, special, everything that you need to be caring about. Which means he's not a person that just practices and worry about his position. He worried about everything around the whole team.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.